best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Then check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Hashtag. Summer is usually slow in the retail world.
Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/14.
Time. It's best found on the weekends and lost in the garage, under the hood, cranking on something. AdvanceAutoParts.com lets you get back to the garage with more time to do what you love. Just buy online and pick up in store 30 minutes later. Plus, order 4 NGK Iridium spark plugs and we'll give you a $10 advance gift card by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Mail-in rebate, void where prohibited. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian is here with me. Dan is not. So Tim Weiland is filling in for him, and we'll check the traffic for us as well. Later on, Bill Cleveland will be along, Mike Evans, and in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to play my Harris Challenge, and I'll have a whole new batch of knuckleheads in the news. This hour, the show is brought to you by Oric. They're all over the St. Louis area, and if you walk into any of their stores, you'll see the best line of vacuum cleaners you can buy, including the brand-new Oric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner, O-R-E-C-K. Look for it by name, Oric. And now here to talk about movies and showbiz is Mr. Colin Jeffrey. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. So the other night, Colin and I both went to a screening of what is one of this weekend's most anticipated movies. I did not know Colin was there until I was walking out, and I saw him there, and I said, well.
Well, indeed.
And he said, well, we're going to have a lot to talk about on Friday. So here it is Friday, and let's review Scarlett Johansson in Lucy.
Well, let's start here. When we walked out, I said to you, I was pretty scathing of this. It just in the two words we exchanged, I've mellowed my sort of take on this since I
really?
Sat through.
You thought about it more?
Thought about it more. I've probably thought about it for longer than the movie is.
Because it looked to me like you felt like you had wasted 85 minutes of your life. And by the way, that's all you get in this movie. I don't even think it's 85. I think it's 82.
Yeah. It's nothing, and that's merciful.
That means in some theaters, the trailers will be longer.
Yes.
The trailers and the pre-show show will be longer than the movie.
Yeah. So let's get out the details. Directed by Luc Besson. You know him from Leon the Professional, Fifth Element.
He wrote the Taken movies
wrote
that
the
Liam
Taken.
Neeson has been in, and directed and wrote La Femme Nikita, which then went on to become Point of No Return with Bridget Fonda, and then a TV show for many years.
He helped write on, I think. I mean, the guys...
You know what he also wrote?
No.
One of my nominees for Worst Movie of the Year.
Family.
No. 3 Days to Kill. With Kevin Costner. Yes, he was.
We're going to talk about that later.
All right. So
Scarlett Johansson, Morgan Freeman, lead actors. So here's the plot. Scarlett Johansson plays an American college student, let's say. I guess that's what
or
we're left to believe.
Early 20s, maybe?
She's studying something in Taiwan, in Taipei. And she is dating a guy for about a week. And this is where the story opens up. And this is a really shady guy, and he says he has to make a delivery, but he's unable to do it, and he handcuffs a suitcase to her arm, and she naturally says, well, yes, I'll complete this delivery for you. So she walks into a hotel, bad men come down to get her, and they take her upstairs, and it turns out a really bad man is up there, and he's just finished murdering the tenants of a room so he could talk to her in this room, and it turns out it's full of drugs. So that's the premise of the story. She now has these drugs, and they enlist her to become a drug mule. They cut open her stomach. They sew the four or the packet of this drugs called CPH4. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yep.
Yeah. And she's supposed to mule them back to America.
They don't tell her that they're going to put that in her.
No.
They knock her out, and when she wakes up, she's been slit open, and she's got a bandage and this bag of this blue crystal stuff, not made by Walter White, is inside of her.
Yeah. And so...
And they told her what it was, CPH4, but she has no idea what that is.
We don't either.
No.
CPH4, and you see a guy doing it, and he laughs, and then they kill him. Well, she gets taken to this room for some reason. We don't really know. Just taken to this dingy room, I guess, to wait. And this guy starts kicking her around because she rebuffs his advances. And it actually ruptures the package inside of her, mm-hmm. and it starts to seep into her.
Mm-hmm. Gets in her bloodstream and up to her brain.
Now, right when it's getting interesting, they cut. And they go to Morgan Freeman lecturing in front of a hall of people explaining how humans use 10% of their brains.
Yes.
So here's the first enormous problem. The first enormous problem.
Yes.
It's not true.
No, we don't use 10% of our brains.
We don't use 10% of our brains. So there you go. It's a premise.
By the way, let me just stop on the 10% of your brains thing. Mm-hmm. And we'll get back to the movie in just a second. Because this is a particular pet peeve of mine, this 10% of your brains thing. Because you know who uses that claim a lot? Psychics. Psychics tell you, human beings only use 10 or maybe 11% of your brain. Imagine if you could use more of your brain and unlock some other percentage of your brain, then perhaps you would have the power that I have because I have been able to unlock that. And that's how I can talk to the dead and see the future and see the past and talk to your relatives and know all about you. And it's total BS.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use 10 or 11% of your brain. There may be times when you're not actively using every bit of your brain. I can remember many times when I was in school when they would put a piece of paper down in front of me and say, here's a test. And I'm sorry. I could use 200% of my brain. I don't know how to do this physics problem.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
exactly.
It is. But when you hear that, that is a lie. And it is not true that humans only use 10 or 11% of their brain.
Yes.
You use 100% of your brain.
Yes. And this isn't even a new concept. Do you remember the Bradley Cooper movie from a couple years ago, Limitless?
That's right.
Same premise. He takes a drug that unlocks his brain.
Yes.
And he can do amazing things.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Now
so,
back to our movie review.
So
I had to go up on that tangent because the psychic connection of that is ridiculous. There's no such
thing.
That's
polite to say it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Morgan Freeman is lecturing and explaining what would happen if we could use 100% of our brain. And to use an example, he says dolphins use 20% of their brain and they can echolocate. They can click out and hear where fish are without having to see them.
Yeah.
So he says, well, gee golly, wouldn't it be great if humans could do that? So does that imply in his dream world we'd all be walking around going, so we don't bump into things?
You know what I use for not bumping into things? Eyes, ears, fingers, etc. Let's see a dolphin drive a car. Let's see a dolphin do my taxes. I don't see that happening to you. Come on, Flipper, get up here on the desk.
The other problem I have at this point, second major problem, when filmmakers are going to use a gimmick, they should stick with it through the entire thing. Through the first 20 minutes of this movie, they have... Bassan has this weird tendency, as something is going to happen, as there's foreshadowing, he cuts to wildlife images.
Yes.
So as Scarlett Johansson is being approached, he cuts to an image of like a rat getting caught in a trap.
Or jaguars keeping an eye on an elk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And while Morgan Freeman is discussing...
They're closing in on the animal. They're closing in on her. Oh, I see, Mr. Director, what you're doing there. I got that.
Exactly.
I didn't need that. I've seen movies before.
Well, at this point, he's still using them to sort of supplement Morgan Freeman's lecture.
Yeah.
After his lecture's over, he abandons it. He never goes back to it.
Correct.
And so you're just like, why? It was good enough for the first half, not the second half.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yes.
How many times in his career has Morgan Freeman played the voice of the guy who has to explain things to the audience because they couldn't write it into the script and have us understand it? It's like in other movies, really, really complex movies, where two characters stop in a hallway and one of them says, now tell me what's going on now, and the other one then lays out everything that's going on, even though they have both been filled in on the entire plot from beginning to end, but they didn't show us that, and so now our character has to say it out loud. Oh, I get it, Mr. Director, I know what you're doing now.
Yes.
Again, like we've never seen a movie before. We don't need Morgan Freeman to explain that.
Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable.
Not that I have anything against Morgan Freeman. He's a great talent, but it's wasted in movies like this.
Well, now I'm going to tell you the best gimmick that he puts in the movie, and that is after Morgan Freeman lecture is done, you see the screen goes black and just 20% flashes up.
Yeah.
And it's Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And this is when she starts developing her powers. 20% of her brain is unlocked.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, 80% of her clothes are off. That's the best.
That's the best special effect in the movie. You're right. But the nice thing about that, it tells you how close you are to the end of this movie. You're praying for 100%. You're like, just get there.
Yes!
Just get there.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but it's like a countdown to the end of the movie.
The biggest tease is you see 90%, something happens, and you see 99%. You're like,
yeah, we were
why are you doing this?
We were going up by 10%. Why are we going up by only 9%
now? Just get to 1%. So it makes it sound as if there's no redeeming qualities. Here's the truth. The first 15, 20 minutes of this movie,
I'll give you a half hour.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Because she's starting to unlock, and you're like, okay, this is an action movie. This is fun.
Yep.
This is, and then it flies off the rails. Absolutely off the rails. The last 5 to 10 minutes of this movie are, they should have just left it blank.
Well, the last 5 to 10 minutes of the movie are as if Luc Besson has just seen 2001: A Space Odyssey and decided, I'm going to put something like that in my movie. The ending, you know what? I don't care that I'm going to give away the ending of this movie. I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert right now, the ending of this movie is as psychedelic as the ending of 2001, except it's Scarlett Johansson and she's not moving through space. She's moving through time.
Yes.
And at the very end of the movie, here's the ironic part. Remember last year she was the voice in that movie?
Her.
With Joaquin Phoenix called Her. She's the voice of the computer operating system.
Yes.
Well, that should have come out after this movie, because at the end of this movie, she becomes a computer. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right. She becomes a computer.
And so now she's the voice who we can hear talking to Joaquin Phoenix in the sequel.
Exactly. So here's the thing, though. I really like this director. I root for him for multiple reasons. His early work, The Professional, La Femme Nikita, Fifth Element. I love all those movies. He always also has strong female leads. I really like that. The women are front and center in his movies.
Yes.
He has not done a good movie in, it's close to 20 years now.
And this one certainly doesn't qualify.
No, I think we may have seen his best work far in the rearview mirror.
The special effects and stunts are the only reason for the last hour of this movie to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is Scarlett Johansson getting smarter, she's also creating more carnage. More innocent people are involved in car crashes and get killed because of her actions in this movie, which when you're a superhero in a movie is not supposed to happen. When you're becoming even smarter and smarter and smarter, that sort of stuff should be set aside. You shouldn't have to just be in stupid chases.
Yes, you're exactly. She can stop some things, but not others with her mind.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
Maybe you can answer this because the movie did not. It involves Scarlett Johansson having this blue drug, crystal drug, sewn into her, and there are three other people who are also abducted and have it sewn into them, and they're supposed to be sent as mules to go drop it off somewhere else. It's a synthesized drug.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who made it, they act like we have to get this back because it's the only batch we have.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think, if you're smart enough to synthesize this incredibly important drug, why don't you just make more?
Why don't you take it? If it's a super drug, why don't you take it? Then you can synthesize it with your mind.
Yes!
More important, here's the problem. CPH4, they give us an explanation at one point. They say mothers release it after six to eight weeks of pregnancy, which they don't. So there's a lie about the drug. That's not actually what happens.
No.
And they say it helps with the skeletal formation of the baby. What does that have to do with the brain?
Nothing.
Except there's...
I know.
I gave this 2.5 out of 10 because because I can't have it be worse than Transformers.
Okay, I gave it a 3 only because of Scarlett Johansson, and I like her. But the problem is, she almost becomes robotic at times in this movie. She is talking like this, because when you are smarter, you have to talk like this, like Jeff Bridges in Starman. Except Jeff Bridges was brilliant in Starman, and Scarlett Johansson, and I blame Luke Besson. I guarantee you that's him as a director, not her choice as an actress.
No.
Now,
you feel bad because you're blaming the actors, and it's all the director's fault.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I give it a 3. You give it a 2.5. Instead of seeing this movie, which unfortunately I think a lot of people are going to do this weekend because she's a big box office draw.
It's going to win.
Really? You think it'll win this weekend? All right. I'm going to recommend that you go back and see a movie that may be more than 40 years old called Charlie, which starred Cliff Robertson in a movie based on a terrific book called Flowers for Algernon, in which he plays a guy who is mentally handicapped. At the time the movie was made, it would have been called retarded. We don't use that word anymore. But he was mentally handicapped and worked at a facility, or was drafted at a facility as a volunteer to take a pill that would make you smarter.
Okay.
Or he takes injections. I can't remember what it is. He takes this drug and he does become smarter and smarter and smarter. Not that his head explodes at some point or that he goes all crazy like ScarJo does in this movie, but he becomes a well-educated man and everybody around is so impressed with him and women are attracted to him all of a sudden. The problem, of course, is that the drug wears off, and that's the plot of the movie. What happens to Charlie as he recedes Benjamin Button-like into his previous existence? It's a wonderful, wonderful movie, and I've not just ruined it for you, I promise. C-H-A-R-L-Y, Charlie. Put that one on your Netflix queue. Or go for the John Travolta movie, Phenomenon.
Phenomenon, yeah.
In which he plays a regular guy who's walking down the street in small town in America, looks up into the sky, sees something that looks like an alien craft with a flash of light. He's knocked down, and when he wakes up, he's 1,000 times smarter than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's an accident with a kid in a family that only speaks Portuguese. They run over to Charlie's. They run over to John Travolta's house, give him a book that's an English to Portuguese dictionary. He reads it for 30 minutes and is fluent in Portuguese. Now, that sounds stupid, but it works in the context of the movie. Mm-hmm. Also, that movie has, like Morgan Freeman plays the elder in Lucy, that movie has Robert Duvall, who is so wonderful as the town doctor, who's so sympathetic to Travolta's character and wants to help him out so much. And Keira Sedgwick plays the love interest in the movie, and there are also wonderful character actors in it. It's a terrific, underrated movie called Phenomenon. Put that on your list if you want to see a good movie about people getting artificially smarter and then what might happen to them later on. And I'm not going to give away what happens in the Travolta movie, but it's a wonderful movie. Would you recommend that one?
Oh, yeah. I like that one quite a bit. It came out right around Michael, which was the weird John Travolta's
an About
angel.
A year after the one
and
with
I
the
And I think
fallen
that kind of killed it. Yeah,
I agree.
Because that was just weird.
I agree. All right. So a 2.5 or a 3 is our review of Lucy. Is there something else opening this weekend that we need to get
There's a couple. We'll just mention Hercules is opening with Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock is Hercules?
The Rock as Hercules. I mean, the role he was born
to
play.
You think he hates that? But at this point, he wants to be just known as Dwayne Johnson, and we always say, oh, The Rock!
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's good branding. We know who it is.
You don't think that's going to be the number one movie this weekend?
No, I think Lucy's. Because this is now, in the past 10 months, the third Hercules movie through theaters.
Really?
Uh-huh. Remember from...
I didn't realize that in 12 months, I had managed to avoid 3 Hercules movies that I will never, ever see.
One of them was a really B-list movie. The other one was called The Legend of Hercules, and I think that snuck through in the holiday
was
season.
Was that Chris Hemsworth as Hercules? Or?
Not Chris Hemsworth. It was like a Chris Hemsworth stand-in. Like, they're interchangeable.
Get me Hemsworth double.
Exactly.
We're doing a Hercules movie. Get him in here.
We're going to pay him $2 million as opposed to
$20
million.
Jenkins, get in here. You're Hercules today.
So this Hercules... I studied Latin for years and years and Greek, and so I really love the story of Hercules. This is not that. This is the adaptation of a comic book because, hey, we've got this great story
in mythology.
Is it from
Marvel or DC?
It's from Radical. No one.
Okay.
No one. Yeah, a small publishing company.
All the people who care about that are at Comic-Con.
Here's my problem. You have a story that has literally lasted thousands of years being told only through the spoken word. And they say, no, let's abandon that. Let's go for the comic. I don't know why you do that. So we're going to make this one really short. It looks horrible. The CGI is awful in this. There's no excuse for that in this day and age.
Yep.
It misuses spectacular characters. The Rock is born to play this role. This movie should be huge. And it's just a bad movie around him. And it absolutely destroys John Hurt, who I love and had another great movie that no one has seen called Snowpiercer. I've told you about it over and over. He was in that this year. Just really a disappointing movie sort of all around. Looks bad, poorly directed, and it sort of suffocates The Rock. 3 out of 10 for that one.
All right. Two more movies that are in theaters this weekend. Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton in And So It Goes, and the Roger Ebert documentary Life Itself. We'll get to those when we come back in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS. First, let's bring in Tim to check the roads.
All right. Looks like we've got a stalled vehicle that's partially blocking a right lane on westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes. Traffic is slow from Highway 370. It's just never going to, it hasn't recovered on westbound 40. Things are slow from, looks like, Kings Highway through McCausland. Once you get out to Highway 270, it's going to be slow all the way out to Winghaven. That was all due to an earlier accident when the volume built up and then it was raining also. Downtown, you've got northbound 55, the right lane backed onto 44. On eastbound 40, things are heavy at Jefferson. On westbound 55, 64, now you're slow midway between 4th Street and Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by thecompanystore.com. The outdoor living sale is ending soon at thecompanystore.com. Kickstart summer with new outdoor pillows and cushions. Enter code SUMMER at checkout for 15% off. Thecompanystore.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-2909. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909.
Hi, it's John Carney. And if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+ because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Joint discomfort. You try to ignore it, but it keeps coming back. Your knees feel uncomfortable when you walk. Your hips twinge every time you get up or sit down. Your hands struggle every time you try to make a firm grip. So if you want real relief from joint discomfort, you need something effective you can count on. Introducing Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. To show you how it works, we want to give you a complimentary 2-week supply as part of a nationwide giveaway. Simply call 1-800-700-4318. Take Instaflex once a day to help relieve many areas of joint discomfort, especially the knees. In a clinical study, Instaflex was shown to significantly reduce joint discomfort in everyday activities. If you need joint relief, don't miss this giveaway. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week supply by calling 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
Schneidhorse has been serving the St. Louis area since 1917. While Schneidhorse is best known for its Bavarian atmosphere and German dishes, the restaurant continues to add new, lighter dishes, serving seafood and chicken entrees, and don't forget their great breakfast menu, too. Schneidhorse offers happy hour every day from 4:30 until 6 with great draft beer, wine, and appetizer specials. Schneidhorse also has an outside upper patio perfect for watching your favorite sports team. Visit Schneidhorse and Ledoux at the corner of Clayton and Lindbergh or at Schneidhorse.com.
Schnitzel, schnitzel!
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
The staff at Gelmish & Sons wants to wish Mike Shannon happy 75th birthday. Gelmish & Sons have had a long relationship with Mike Shannon, as well as St. Louis. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer performing both residential and commercial work. They offer a full Lennox heating and air conditioning system installed for only $26.95. Call them at 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. And from the staff at Gelmish & Sons, happy birthday, Mike Shannon. Big boy.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000. $1,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian's behind the control board. Tim is at the traffic desk. Colin Jeffrey is here. This hour is brought to you by Oric. Locally owned and operated all over the St. Louis area. Go in and get a great vacuum cleaner like the new Oric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. O-R-E-C-K. That's how you spell Oric. All right. This is the hour every week when we review the new movies that are out there in the theaters. We just gave Lucy a 2.5 or 3 out of 10. Not 3 out of 4. This is 2.5 or 3.
It's not 3 thumbs up.
Out of 10. And what did you give Hercules?
3.
Okay. Wow. One of the other movies opening this weekend is called And So It Goes, which I guess is going to go for the adult romantic comedy crowd that doesn't want to see a special effects movie or a sword and sandals epic. This stars Michael Douglas as an irascible guy in his 60s. Hard to believe that he would play a character like that, considering he's played an irascible guy in his 30s, 40s, 50s, and now his 60s. An irascible guy who gets turned into a softy when his granddaughter comes to live with him because his son is going to jail. And oh, from there, the wackiness begins. Diane Keaton plays his next-door neighbor, who he initially doesn't like, but once she agrees to help take care of the granddaughter, you can see them starting to fall for each other. And you can now tell every plot point of the movie from here to the end.
Well, there you go.
Now, that's not a bad thing if you like the actors who were involved. If you like Diane Keaton and if you like Michael Douglas, I think you will like this movie. It is a simple, basic story told... it's told in an okay style by Rob Reiner, who's the director and also appears as a piano player with a horrible toupee. Because in real life, Rob Reiner is bald and I think likes to make fun of guys who wear toupees. Otherwise, why is he wearing the one that's in this movie? It is unfortunately not creative and it's totally predictable. But again, the people in it are likable enough that I can't give this movie a below average rating. I got to give it a 6 or a 6.5.
Well, there you go.
And I think there will be some couples who will go see it. No one under 40 will go see this movie. But middle-aged or older couples will go see this and kind of like those people. I read one review that said that this is Michael Keaton doing his version of Jack Nicholson's character in As Good As It Gets. And that is completely wrong. Because Nicholson's character was a guy who was not only a pain in the butt, but also had OCD to the 10th power. And that is what influenced him to become the SOB. He's an OCD SOB in that movie, and he plays it perfectly. And the character remains that way through the movie. Even when he's trying to convince Helen Hunt to fall for him, he only softens up a tiny little bit. A tiny little bit as the movie comes to an end. But in this one, Michael Douglas is an SOB at the beginning of the movie, and you can figure out what happens at the end of the movie just by listening to the basic description of the movie. So again, I'm not saying I hated this movie. It's not as bad as Lucy or Hercules or any of the other things that are opening this weekend. But 6, 6.5 out of 10 is all it deserves. The other movie that is not opening this weekend but opened a week or two ago, and I think is playing only at Plaza Frontenac and maybe one or two other theaters, is a documentary called Life Itself. That was the title of Roger Ebert's last book before he died a couple of years ago. Roger Ebert, the legendary film critic who was half of the most famous film criticism duo in television history, Siskel and Ebert, who were on the air for more than 30 years. And Ebert was reviewing movies for the Chicago Sun-Times for more than 40 or 45 years. This movie goes back over his life, even back to the days when he went to the University of Illinois and was the editor-in-chief of the Daily Illini and then worked his way up to Chicago and got a job as a Cub reporter there and started hanging out with all the old guys. You know, in the old days when the reporters would get to the end of the day, I always picture Bill McClellan in this sort of thing. It's the end of the day, and that tie is loose, and the hair is out of place, and they've been working hard all day, working the phones or going down to the cop shop or talking to the guys in the local precinct or whatever it was, or the firemen or whatever story they had to tell that day. And now they got their copy in on deadline and they head to the bar and they hang out at the bar. Well, Roger Ebert was one of those guys.
There you go.
And you hear stories from people who knew him and you see footage of his days with Siskel and Ebert from the very beginning when they started their show on PBS to moving forward and becoming more and more popular. It started out as a show called Opening Soon at a Theater Near You. Then it became Sneak Previews. Then it became Siskel and Ebert at the Movies. Then it became just Siskel and Ebert. And then Siskel died. And that is part of the story that's told in this movie as well. And then Ebert came down with this horrible disease that affected his jaw. And you see him in contemporary times, meaning up until his death of a year or two ago, in which essentially he has no throat. When he opens his mouth, and his mouth hangs open because he has no muscles left in there, you can see right through his mouth to his neck. Mm-hmm. Because of the cancer that took over and the surgery they had to do to save his life. You do see some scenes, and I'll be honest, this made me a little bit uncomfortable. You see some scenes with Roger in the hospital in the last year or two of his life where he's getting various treatments done, where they put a tube in there and they have to suck out all this gunk that's in his throat, and you hear that like you're at the dentist's office and that sucking question mark is in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's in your ears because that's what they're doing to him. They also take him in for some surgery, and the filmmaker, Steve James, went in there with the camera with the permission of Roger and his wife, Chaz, and you see footage of that. By the way, Steve James made the best sports documentary ever made called Hoop Dreams, which Roger and Gene were the heroes of for making everyone aware of how great that movie was. They must have talked about that movie two or three times in the first year that it was released, telling people, go see this movie. And it is still the standard for great sports documentaries. So Steve James was kind of welcomed in by the Eberts to make this movie about him. The sad part is that the movie wasn't finished until after Ebert died. And, of course, that's included at the end of the movie. I don't need to say spoiler alert for that, do I? No. It is a really wonderful look at this man's career and how it changed through the years. And towards the end, when he couldn't talk anymore, which is tough for a guy who was on television as long as he was, when he couldn't talk anymore, he expressed himself through his blog, not just his movie reviews, but writing about everything. And that grabbed him a whole new fan base online and kept the Ebert legacy alive. And that's included in the movie as well. I'm giving it an 8.5 out of 10. It's called Life Itself. If you were ever a fan of Roger Ebert or wanted to know what great film criticism was really like, go see this one. It's pretty darn good. All right. What other showbiz stuff do we have to get to, Colin?
Well, I just have one. Probably the most eagerly anticipated TV event of the year is less than a month away from us now. And you, of course, know that I'm talking about Sharknado 2.
They made a sequel to Sharknado?
Oh, this gets crazy. It comes out in August, but Tara Reid, the star of the first one and back for the second one.
She didn't get eaten by the shark in the first one?
No, she survived it. She's now back and apparently an expert in science because she said, quote, you know, it can actually happen, referring to a Sharknado.
Wait a second. For those of you who don't know, who weren't around when we made fun of the first movie last year, here's the concept behind Sharknado. A tornado comes and picks up a shark and dumps it on Los Angeles.
Picks up hundreds of sharks.
Hundreds, yeah, not just eight sharks.
Just one.
It's not like Jaws. There's hundreds of sharks, and as they're falling out of the sky, they eat people.
Mm-hmm. So she says it can happen. I mean, the chances of it happening are, quote, very rare, but it can actually happen, which is crazy. Not that the chances of our, you know, pigs could fly, but it could happen. There could be a Sharknado.
Wouldn't you say chances are slim, not rare? Because rare would mean it has happened once.
That's
already
correct. Yeah. It's happened very infrequently. It's seldom. That's the same thing. Rare.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's right. It did happen in the movie she was in, and now she's promoting the sequel. So it's going to happen again. That's how rare it is. It happens again.
Well, not only does it happen again.
Is it in Los Angeles again?
It's in New York this time.
Uh-huh.
Sci-Fi Channel's already greenlit the third Sharknado movie.
Of course they did.
The movie hasn't even aired, and they're saying the buzz around this is so great.
Well, here's the funny thing about this. The first Sharknado movie, the first time it was on Sci-Fi Channel, did not do well in the ratings.
No.
But social media went crazy with it. Even all the people who didn't see it were tweeting about it and posting about it on Facebook about how ridiculous it was, and on and on and on. It was one of the biggest things talked about on Twitter in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reran it, and some of those people watched it when it came on. I did not. Did you see it?
I watched it the first time because I'm going to make a confession. I love all those stupid sci-fi movies, those Sci-Fi Channel movies, you know, Mega Piranha against, you know, Octo Shark and stuff. I think those are hilarious.
See, I will admit to watching Airport Airport 75 and Airport 77.
Concorde.
I saw the original Earthquake movie in a theater with Sensoround, where they put speakers under the seats.
Too.
Remember that?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It when the earthquake was hitting, the chairs actually shook.
Yeah.
I will admit that I watched that all the way through and went, wow, that was really good.
Yeah.
Why did we think it was really good?
At the time, that was technologically advanced.
Charlton Heston and George Kennedy and Marjo Gortner. Remember Marjo?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a flashback.
Yeah.
But I did not watch the first Sharknado.
Well, they're going to keep going. I think this may... I mean, there's no way this lives up to the hype. I think this is going to start to get silly. Now, they have an amazing amount of Sharknado paraphernalia as well. And
of course they do.
Oh, it's unbelievable. They have kids' PJs. Sharknado.
Oh.
Yes.
Sleep well, honey, while the shark eats people. No. The shark wouldn't eat you.
Not you. But that is
the shark couldn't get into the house. By the way, there's a great children's book that has exactly that theme. It's called "What If the Shark Has Sneakers?" It's a little kid being told by his mom, "Don't worry, honey, the shark can't get to you. He can't come up the stairs. Sharks can't possibly come up the stairs." And the little boy says, "What if the shark has sneakers?" That's great little 4-year-old brain thinking. It's a wonderful story to read to kids if you never want them to go to sleep. All right.
Go.
Talking about schlock, I watched Evel Knievel try to jump his bike over the Snake River Canyon, which never happened, of course. Didn't go anywhere near over it. He went into it. But Fox was planning on doing a show for the 40th anniversary of that called Jump of the Century with a Texas daredevil named Big Ed Beckley and a Hollywood stuntman named Eddie Braun and a rocket builder named Scott Truax. This was going to be a show called Jump of the Century, but they just canceled it this morning because of production timelines and budget concerns. But the jumpers say they still plan to go forward with it. They say, "We won't sacrifice safety or our integrity. We just want to attempt a real motorcycle jump over the canyon." And, of course, the point of the whole story is it's not a real motorcycle jump over a canyon if you're using a rocket.
That's space flight.
And the last thing I got to do in the showbiz realm is play you a piece of Beyoncé as performed by a woman named Nina Millen, M-I-L-L-I-N, Nina Millen, who has a website called The Beyoncé Logs. She takes Beyoncé lyrics and turns them into a dramatic monologue.
Up in the club. We just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip and now you want a trip because another brother noticed me? I up on him. He up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Because I cried my tears. Gave 3 good years. You can't be mad at me. Because if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he won it. Because if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh. I love it. I checked out a couple of her other ones. She does them all. No music, just dramatic readings of Beyoncé stuff. Google it and check them out on YouTube. They're called the Beyoncé Logs.
Meep, meep.
Thank you, Colin. Now get to the newsroom, get some headlines for us at the top of the hour while Tim checks the roads.
All right, we've got a few things going on now. If you're traveling westbound 70, they had an accident that was cleared at the Highway 141, so traffic is a little slow from 270 through Earth City Expressway. Then we have an accident that has the right lane blocked at T.R. Hughes, so that jams up from Cave Springs through T.R. Hughes. A little further west at Highway A, a crash that has the left lane blocked, and you're slow from Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Now, on westbound 40, things are still stop and go between just a little bit west of Highway 270 out through Winghaven. Southbound 270 looks pretty good. Westbound 44, you'll find it heavy now from Highway 270 out through Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by thecompanystore.com. The outdoor living sale is ending soon at thecompanystore.com. Kickstart summer with new outdoor pillows and cushions. Enter code SUMMER at checkout for 15% off. thecompanystore.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next GE refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of GE appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download their app, STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
All right, everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You're just fine, thanks.
Doing good. All right. Well, a Rolls Royce, once owned by Elvis Presley, will now be auctioned off next month. And you can tell it was Elvis's car because the steering wheel is still covered in peanut butter. I know it was him. And Sarah Palin, up in Alaska, was stopped the other day for speeding. Yeah, police say she was driving a moose at the time.
Oh. Did she at least have both hands on the antlers?
Yes. I think it'll go fast, you know. And finally, this afternoon. Sorry, I don't have much today. Ohio State University has reportedly fired its marching band director. It's big news there. And to add insult to injury, the chancellor had band members up in the stands and spelling out fired. Kind of mean. Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. They are, of course, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bill, before you go, I'm going to save you some angry emails from OSU people because you called it Ohio State University, and they always insist on being known as the Ohio State University.
Well, they'll get mixed in with all the other angry emails I get.
As if they ever get confused with other Ohio State University. Are you talking about an Ohio State University? No, I'm talking about the Ohio State University. Have a good weekend, Bill.
Yep. See you,
Bill. You'll hear Bill on his trivia show tomorrow night, 9 to midnight here on the Big 550. And speaking of trivia, I've got today's edition of the Harris Challenge, which, of course, has our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And lots other stuff coming up in the next half hour. And then Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News. All ahead here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com or the free smartphone app.